Hi there, welcome. I'm really glad that you're here with me today. So today we're going to chat about a topic that touches many of us, and that's the topic of lust. So in a world where desires often seem amplified and normalized, it's important to talk about how unchecked lust can lead us down paths that diminish our true selves and our relationship with others. So with insights from the Bible, I aim to shed some light on this topic. Let's start off with Solomon's wise advice, Proverbs 6:25-29. Do not lust in your heart after her beauty, or let her captivate you with her eyes. For a prostitute can be had for a loaf of bread, but another man's wife preys on your very life. Can a man scoop fire into his lap without his clothes being burned? Can a man walk on hot coals without his feet being scorched? So is he who sleeps with another man's wife. No one who touches her will go unpunished. So although this passage is addressed from a man's perspective, there's a lesson for all of us here. In today's world, it's so easy to be captivated by beauty. Captivate just means to influence and dominate through some special charm or trait. And Solomon is saying that beauty influences and dominates our choices. Usually lust begins with the eyes. You see something you like, and then the desire enters your heart. And Jesus says in Matthew 6:22, that the eye is the lamp of your body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. So our eyes is an entrance to our heart. It provides a doorway to our soul. And Solomon brings up the dangers and the consequences of desiring someone who is not your spouse. He describes it with the burning clothes and the scorching feet to illustrate that pursuing these desires can lead to serious harm. So overall, it's warning us against allowing lustful thoughts to take hold. The next passage that I'm reading from is Matthew 5:27-30, and it's part of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. You have heard the commandment that says, you must not commit adultery. But I say anyone who even looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. So if your eye, even your good eye, causes you to lust, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than your whole body be thrown into hell. And if your hand, even your stronger hand, causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. So Jesus is highlighting that it's not just the physical act of adultery. Even lustful thoughts or intentions are seen as equivalent to committing adultery in one's heart. So the metaphor of gouging out an eye or cutting off a hand is how serious lust is and the steps that we should take to avoid it. He's saying that it's better to give up something valuable like your hand or your eye then allow sin to lead you to spiritual destruction. So being thrown into hell just serves as a warning about the eternal consequences of lust. And Jesus calls us to self-examine and stresses the importance of maintaining purity in our thoughts and actions and the lengths that we should be taking to avoid it. Lust is a condition of the heart. It's a sickness that will take over if you allow yourself to believe that it's okay and it's normal. And the Bible teaches us what to do in these circumstances. And it says, by casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. That's what you do. As soon as that thought arises, you cast down those thoughts and you make them obedient to Christ. We have to take our thoughts captive and not the other way around. And this is done for all sinful thoughts, lust, anger, jealousy, hate. Take those thoughts captive and bring them to God. I call this the mental gymnastics. The way you train your body with exercise, you have to train your brain by taking every thought captive. So avoiding lust can be challenging, especially in a world that's filled with so many visual and emotional triggers. So you need to recognize when these lustful thoughts pop up and acknowledge how you're feeling, and then just try to identify what situation, what environment, what content is leading you to those thoughts. Then you have to set boundaries just to protect your mind. For example, If certain songs bring back old memories and stirs up these feelings, it's time to change the playlist. The first thing in my walk with Christ was removing worldly music. For me, it was a big trigger. And for some, if it's alcohol that brings those thoughts to your forefront, you have to eliminate the alcohol. The same goes for smoking or watching content that is not beneficial for you. So stop it. And scripture says, deny yourself and pick up your cross. You have to renounce your ego and make sacrifices. Surrender your will. So when those thoughts try to take over, you have to redirect your focus. I find that praying is helpful. I really like to bring everything to the feet of Jesus and just ask him to take away those thoughts. And it helps me to declare that those thoughts no longer define me. So also finding positive distractions can help make a big difference. Find some activities that uplift you, whether it's exercising, enjoying quality time with your family and friends, or even diving into a good book. You have to train your mind and make it obedient to Christ. So to conclude this episode, I just want to stress that recognizing and addressing lust is necessary. Don't normalize having lust in your heart. Remember, it's not only about what we do physically, it's about what we allow ourselves to think. Let's work together to honor ourselves and each other, keeping our thoughts aligned with what truly matters. So thank you for joining me on this important topic. Until next time, see you later. Bye-bye.